WildTalkRadio.com.
All right. It's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
He's here. He's in it.
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
WWE on Fox just tweeted out, mirrors in wrestling are never a good thing. Sometimes you see creepy dolls, sometimes you see ultimate warriors. This is the Raw Post Show presented as always by MBG Film, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin, that's Lindsay Ward, who's all about the darkness.
Yeah, I need to rant about the darkness.
Tell me about the darkness.
Okay, so they did this. This whole show kind of revolved around Alexa Bliss and Shayna appearing on Alexa's Playground, right? And so they kind of did this, I'm going to say brief, but nice video package detailing Alexa's descent into the darkness, where it has been very heavily creatively edited to not include a certain someone. Like, they are legit just gonna pretend, I guess, that Alexa's entire new persona that she's been doing for the last, I don't know, 6-7 months has nothing to do with Bray Wyatt or The Fiend.
Darkness.
Like, no, it's not even darkness. It's The Fiend. Like, they even showed the clip of the, like, moment where The Fiend seduces Alexa with all his fiendishness. And, like, they leave together. And then she just starts the dissension into the darkness. Like, they actually showed the moment of her in the ring where she realizes he's behind him. But it's so cropped in that you can't see him. But you can see the goddamn red lighting.
The darkness.
Are we really gonna do this, WWE? Are we really gonna pretend that, like, Bray Wyatt and Alexa Bliss never happened? Like, are we just in that level of denial at this point?
Darkness.
What the hell is going on with Bray?
Darkness.
No, stop saying darkness. I'm serious.
I don't know.
What is going on with Bray? What are they doing? Because I'm concerned. You want to know why I'm concerned? Because they're fucking releasing people like crazy right now. So, again, I'm going to ask the question, what is going on with Bray?
Everything's fine.
Are we sure?
Yes.
Do we know? Because we thought that for other people, and apparently that was not the case. So, I don't know, but I'm a little honestly pissed, as you can tell, that they're just going to pretend like none of this is involve Bray Wyatt at all. That, like, the entire feud with Randy Orton was not about the fact that Randy straight up murdered Bray in an Inferno match. And Alexa was, like, taking her vengeance out on Randy, and then for some really strange reason, she betrayed Bray at the last minute at WrestleMania. Still has never been explained. Ever. Never going to be explained at this point. Like, I don't understand what they're doing with this. I don't see where they're going with this portion with it. It doesn't damage anything, but it's really irritating when they're taking the story, and they're just hard editing it like this. Like, I understand they're trying to split Alexa out. I understand that they're trying to make sure that the character is separate from Bray, which gives me an indication that either something's going on with Bray or Bray is going in a completely new direction from The Fiend whenever he shows back up. Whatever it is, I don't even know at this point. But that's the two feelings that I have about this. And I'm not 100% sure it's right. Like, I get it. Like I said, I get it that you have to cut him out because he has nothing to do with this story between Alexa and Shayna. Nothing. But please, please don't screw up the storytelling by acting like he was never a part of it, because he was. He's the direct reason why she descended into the darkness fully. Like, she was always a little bit twisted, but the Fiend took her just full hardcore into that world. And Bray Wyatt kept her there, and then once Bray Wyatt was gone, she just, like, went whole ass in with the black liquid and the everything. So, I have concerns. I just don't understand. I do, but I don't.
So, can we talk about what happened on the show involving her?
I guess.
So, Shayna invited herself to the playground last week, so that was the main event of the show. Nia Jax was worried for Shayna, and rightfully so. And she's like, this is a normal place for friends, but maybe not after tonight. Maybe they could be friends. Who knows? Lily has to be more open. Shayna comes out, knocks over the wooden horse, and Alexa was not happy with that. And all she says is, you have to apologize to Lily, and just, Baszler's like, you're delusional. She said, you're the one behind Reginald's accidents and why they're no longer tag team champions. I would never do such a thing. She listened and then just apologized to Lily. She grabs the doll and goes, I'm sorry, Lily, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you're just a stupid doll. And this pissed off Alexa. She got up and whomp, wailed on Shayna Baszler. And then...
Progress.
Progress. Then the doll's in the ring and Shayna steps on the doll with her foot.
Well, first she kind of like has her foot on the doll's face and you see Alexa where she pauses and she gives Shayna this very pleading look like, don't do it. Please don't do it.
Don't do the thing. Don't do the thing.
And then Shayna, with all the malice she can muster, stamps the doll's face and, you know, basically grinds Lily's face into a pulp with her foot.
Mm-hmm.
And Alexa's like, shouldn't have done that.
Should never have done that. And then we get flames everywhere. Shane's running backstage. Things are falling down.
Weird lighting.
We're in a horror film. Horror movie time. Then you lock yourself into a room. That's
never
good. Horror movie 101. And then there's a mirror. And look in the mirror. There's the doll. And then she smashes the mirror. But Lily still could be seen.
I like how when she turned around, Lily wasn't there. And then when she turns back in the mirror, Lily's there. Like, I like how they did that trick. Because mm-hmm. It's been a long time since they've done that with anybody.
Yeah.
So I like that they brought that back.
It was cool. It was fine. I mean, it's not for everyone, but it worked.
I felt like this was a good progression of the story because I think they understand that they were losing people with it because it's just Alexa sitting in the playground talking to a doll and there's no real dimension to it at all. And now that you're finally putting her in a feud, now that you're finally getting to see what Lily is capable of, I think that breathes a lot of needed life.
Mm-hmm.
Into the story at this point, and it's good for the character. It makes Alexa more interesting, makes Lily more interesting, and best of all, it's making Shayna interesting, because you're having Shayna, who's this big badass tough type woman who isn't really afraid of a lot, now being made to be afraid, now being put in that position of being scared by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a doll.
Yeah.
It's not even Alexa doing it per se. It's a doll that's doing it. So it's an interesting concept for her. It's something that they've never done with her, and she's getting TV time with it. So I'm okay with this just to see where it goes. Again, I'm still really, really pissed that, and I really even shouldn't be pissed about it because it's not something to be pissed at, but I just don't like the fact that they just cut Bray out of the story altogether. Like, hard cut Bray out to the point that they even like took him out of the feud with like Randy and Alexa when he was the whole crux of that feud and they're just pretending like he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just don't like that they did that part of it. It's such a minor thing, but it's for consistency and storytelling, especially since they've never followed up on the WrestleMania stuff. It just kind of takes you out of it for a minute.
Other things on the show, Jackson Ryker beat Elias when Elias ran away.
Yeah, and Jackson Ryker has new hair.
He did.
For a second, I thought he was Zack Ryder.
Humberto Carrillo and Ricochet fought to a double countout, so...
While Sheamus and his face gear watch. Poor Sheamus. I hope you feel better, sir.
So,
because his face looks just
a mess.
A mess.
So neither one, I guess both are number one contenders. I'm not, they'll figure it out. Old man Jeff Hardy beat Cedric Alexander because that was the whole hype behind it. They were like, Jeff's old now. Cedric's young. Old guy won and then bragged about it.
Is this what we're really doing with Jeff Hardy and Cedric Alexander is old versus young?
Veteran versus young upstart. I don't know. It was a battle over Nikki Cross's love as Nikki is both Charlotte and Rhea won it matches. They're like, and the authority figure's like, nah, you get to do it in a tag match. Nikki and a partner. Nikki's partner was Asuka. And Nikki beat Rhea. After Charlotte and Rhea, you know, couldn't get along.
Y'all gotta wear your get-along shirt, I'm telling you.
Mansoor beat Drew Gulak, who apparently managed by Mustafa Ali.
I'm here for Mustafa working with Mansoor. I really am. Like, it's a good direction for him.
Mm-hmm. There was a contract signing on this show. Here's the summary. Drew gets one last shot. It's in the cell. That was the whole contract signing.
Okay, but you're missing the best part of the entire contract signing. For the first time ever, we had somebody break the table with a sword.
Okay, I mean, that was good.
That was good. I liked that. That Drew brought his sword to the ring. He came prepared. And when Bobby basically started hurling insults, Drew was like, yeah, no, wham. Also, I want to talk really quickly about Bobby Lashley. I don't want to knock him. I don't want to be rude. But if the dude's going to be in the back drinking champagne with his lady friends, can you get him good champagne? No offense to Corbell. It's fine. In a pinch. But if you're trying to sell the fact that Bobby Lashley's like a high roller, high spender, you know, big deal, he's not going to be drinking Corbell. Get this man Dom Perignon. Get him Clicquot.
There were budget cuts. They can't afford the good stuff.
Get the good stuff. For the love of God. Actually, you probably can't get Dom Perignon because I don't think you can get it in the States right now. But still, there's Clicquot. There's freaking Jay Strom. There's Cristal, if they still make it. I don't even know if they still make it anymore. Get this man good champagne, or at least label it to be good champagne. Like, get the bottles and fill it full of ginger ale if you have to. But for the love of God, get him good champagne. I'm sorry, I'm done. We can go ahead.
Monday Night Raw opened with a tag team battle royal. Before that, it was a stay of the tag team address where AJ ran down every tag team that was in the ring, including just Lucha House Party with only one member. We had AJ Styles using video game Twitch words. Cap.
Pog you.
He said cap. I mean, that's Kappa, and you can the emote. I lost it. Then you had Miz and Morrison come out. Miz is in a wheelchair. Morrison wheeling into on stage, and Morrison's going to volunteer to be on in the match for his team. And then he loses. They start doing the entrance from Morrison, and Miz's wheelchair starts sliding down, and it's in slow motion, so you can see him slowly trying to grab him as Miz is flailing away. That was awesome.
Can they? I guess the popper thing that was in the champagne bucket attached to the wheelchair.
The dripstick.
The dripstick. Y'all.
It's a dripstick. They're trademarking it.
Y'all, did you have to make it look like a sex toy?
Yes.
I mean, come on. Come on.
The Viking Raiders are your number one contenders.
Good! I'm glad for them.
Surprising a little bit.
You need credible people. And yeah,
it was great. That was a good thing. And then you had Kofi beat Riddle in your main event wrestling match.
I'm not sure what kind of kinky shit Randy Orton and Matt Riddle are engaging in with this whole key to the mouth shut thing.
I love it. It's funny.
It's quirky. It's fun, but it's kind of this weird kinky bit.
And Randy and Riddle lost because he was doing the draping DDT, and Orton's like, finish him, and then he does the pounding of the ring, and that screwed him up, and Kofi got the win. Finally, New Day got a win over RK-Bro. So that's Raw.
And initial, I mean, it wasn't necessarily bad.
It was fine.
It was watchable.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely getting better. I think they're finding their stride again. But obviously there are people missing, and the fact that, you know, I'm probably going to have to wait till goddamn SummerSlam to get them back, which I will throw things. You know, it's just, it's a thing.
It is indeed a thing. But this has been the Raw Pusher live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow morning, at some point, Lindsay will be live, twitch.tv/Lindsward, as she previews Chapter 2, Season 7 of Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience. Use creator code LindsayWard or Rocket Sock in the Fortnite item shop when you buy your battle passes, because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners.
We'll be live Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack to preview NXT TakeOver in your house.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lindsward, LNSWRD.
I thought you were going to add more to the plug.
And don't forget to check out The Rack Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, where we're talking about NXT in your house. And we're taking over WTR on Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, where we're going to talk about NXT in your house after it airs, and we might have an intern.
Yeah, we're probably closer to 11 because shows are now starting at 8. CB Radio is Saturday night at midnight-ish Eastern. CBRadio.com, GreatTheGreatDebate.com. If you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming. You support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. So yeah. This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you when we see you along there, where's the Wild Talk Radio Network, right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.